Yo, man, it's been a minute, hasn't it? But your boy's back. You know, we're gonna get us kicking, we're gonna get it flowing today. Basically, I wanted to talk about the Ime Udoka, I hope I said his name right, the coach of the Boston Celtics, who's being roasted. And I just want y'all to pay attention to this, because everybody always talk about, well, what race has to do with it and all this. But here's the thing, and let's keep it 1,000% real. This man had consensual sex with a female. It's against public policy, and I get that. If that's the case, and you want to suspend him for half the year, suspend him for a few games, I get that. But you going to sit here and suspend a man a whole season for something that was consensual in a league where a owner had got a year suspension before they decided to vote him out? He got a year suspension for 18 plus years of racism and misogyny. Let me repeat that for you. A black man, a coach, first year on the job, brought the team to the NBA Finals. Got suspended for a year for having consensual sex with an employee. It was consensual. They both agreed to it. But you have an owner who's gotten away with 20, at least 18 plus years of racism and misogyny. Hardcore. Documented. And the only reason why he's stepping away is because the sponsors decided that they would stop supporting any type of obvious stupidity like that. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's open our eyes to the truth here. You know what I'm saying? And I know, black women, I love y'all. And I see y'all all on the internet talking about, oh, how you gonna cheat on me along and this, that, and the third. Look, I don't know neither. But I do know this. Him cheating on me along, we should have never even heard none of that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna bring it back to where it belongs. It's Boston. That's why I hate they little franchise. Because, and y'all can say what y'all want, but Bill Russell, excuse me, went out there, won a championship, and somebody went, broke in his house the very night that they won it, and took a shit in his house. That's all you need to know about Boston. And you can say that was years ago, but that just goes to show you how Boston is. Y'all think it's a coincidence that a black baseball player, Torrey Hunter, put in his trading clause, I will be traded anywhere, but I will not go to Boston. So if you black and you still don't know that Boston has a history of being real racist when it comes to black people, then I need you to go do your research. Don't talk, don't bring nothing up in the conversation until you've done that. Now, after you can understand the history of what is going down, then everything becomes a lot more clearer. This here feels like a setup. It feels like, okay, you took a team that a white man, that they moved up in the office to, he's GM now, you know what I'm saying? They moved him up in the office so he could somehow be a GM, but he wasn't winning as a coach. So you explain that one. They replaced him with a black guy, the black guy first season, take the team to the finals. Now, if you don't smell a setup coming on, then you slipping. And I'm gonna need you to start paying attention to world history a little bit more. Because oftentimes, these things don't happen by coincidence. The Celtics didn't have to put all that information out that they did. They chose to. And if you know Boston's history, none of this should surprise you. Don't blame me. I never liked... The only Boston Celtic that I like was like Bill Russell. And that was it. I'm just being honest. Like, yeah, I know the Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce days, but it was... They felt it too. If you ask any of those players, if they're being honest, they'll tell you there was a few racial instances in Boston. It is what it is. So, anyway, what should happen is this man should be judged accordingly. I understand that y'all had something in the policy that said that it couldn't happen. So, yeah, you suspend him a few games, and then when he comes back, you move on. But it's something fishy going on that you're going to suspend somebody a season for consensual sex in the workplace. Just seeing, and we know, come on, man, let's be real. We all been to work at all different locations. Workplace sex is just as common as America to apple pie. No real big difference. So let's stop BSing ourselves and telling us it's something that it's not. We know what it is, and this story smelled funny since the time it broke, and it has smelled like trash since. It feels like a setup, it feels like something more is going on behind the scenes, and it feels like we probably won't get the answer to any of these questions until people have long and forgot about it. So, I just wanted to speak on it because, I just thought it was pretty lame myself, but it's good to be back on the podcast tip. Y'all know what it is. Man, feel free to hit up any of the previous episodes. I'll be back clocking it back in, getting the work in. If you have any requests that you want me to get on, any type of subjects, hit me up and let me know. Should be a link in the description. And YouTube channel, man, if you didn't know, now you know. Get it together. We putting it down, baby. So lots more to come. Just be patient. Wait on it. Peace.